Диск 11. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Тексты прозвучат 2 раза. После каждого прослушивания текстов у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. По окончании выполнения всего раздела аудирования перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов номер 1. Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего AF и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
In my opinion, teenagers eat too many highly processed snacks these days, and these snacks are nutritionally poor and loaded with artificial colors, flavors, and refined sugars. They are also super high in calories. It's high time kids improved and changed that by replacing many of those snack habits with fruit and homemade recipes. Fresh fruit is low in calories. If you eat more fresh fruit, you'll definitely stay away from processed food.
Speaker B.
I eat 5 or 6 portions of fresh fruit every day. I buy only seasonal fruits and veggies as they are less expensive. Fruit is tasty, healthy, and it always lifts my spirits. Apples, bananas, oranges, and kiwis come in bright colors, and it's an excellent way to fight depression. When I see a bowl of oranges on my kitchen table in the morning, I just can't help smiling. Even if you don't like fruit, you should still buy it just to enjoy its bright colors and beauty.
Speaker C.
As for me, I can't say I particularly like the taste of fruit, but I still eat it on a regular basis because my appearance is very important to me. You may believe it or not, but fruit makes my skin positively glorious. Fruit fights radicals that play a major role in making us age less gracefully. Some fruit is very rich in vitamin C, which is also great for our skin. Instead of buying expensive creams with this vitamin, I'd rather eat oranges and lemons.
Speaker D.
If you ask me, well, I just don't see the point of buying fresh fruit and veggies. Okay, they might be both tasty and healthy, but they are certainly not the best way to improve your health. Have you seen how much fresh fruit and vegetables cost? I don't think everybody can afford fresh strawberries in winter these days. I buy canned fruit from time to time, and I also buy vitamins and food supplements. At least they don't cost a fortune like fruit.
Speaker E.
Well, I'm a student, and I'm about to take my A-levels, so my mum says I have to eat a lot of fruit and vegetables to boost my brain power. According to my mum, berries, such as blackberries and strawberries, are particularly beneficial. She makes me have at least 4 portions of fresh fruit or vegetables every day. I guess my mother is right, because I've noticed that it's easier for me to remember facts and other things and solve math problems or write essays.
Speaker F.
I have been going in for sports for a long time, and I want to make sport my career. My friends ask me how I manage to be active after such long training sessions, as I may spend about 5 hours in the gym and then still go clubbing and dance the night away. Well, My answer is, it's because I eat a lot of fresh fruit. You see, fruit helps stabilize our blood sugar much better than processed sugars. When your blood sugar crashes, it can make you feel exhausted.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
In my opinion, teenagers eat too many highly processed snacks these days, and these snacks are nutritionally poor and loaded with artificial colors, flavors, and refined sugars. They are also super high in calories. It's high time kids improved and changed that by replacing many of those snack habits with fruit and homemade recipes. Fresh fruit is low in calories. If you eat more fresh fruit, you'll definitely stay away from processed food.
Speaker B.
I eat 5 or 6 portions of fresh fruit every day. I buy only seasonal fruits and veggies as they are less expensive. Fruit is tasty, healthy, and it always lifts my spirits. Apples, bananas, oranges, and kiwis come in bright colors, and it's an excellent way to fight depression. When I see a bowl of oranges on my kitchen table in the morning, I just can't help smiling. Even if you don't like fruit, you should still buy it just to enjoy its bright colors and beauty.
Speaker C.
As for me, I can't say I particularly like the taste of fruit, but I still eat it on a regular basis because my appearance is very important to me. You may believe it or not, but fruit makes my skin positively glorious. Fruit fights radicals that play a major role in making us age less gracefully. Some fruit is very rich in vitamin C, which is also great for our skin. Instead of buying expensive creams with this vitamin, I'd rather eat oranges and lemons.
Speaker D. If you ask me, well, I just don't see the point of buying fresh fruit and veggies. Okay, they might be both tasty and healthy, but they are certainly not the best way to improve your health. Have you seen how much fresh fruit and vegetables cost? I don't think everybody can afford fresh strawberries in winter these days. I buy canned fruit from time to time, and I also buy vitamins and food supplements. At least they don't cost a fortune like fruit. Speaker E.
Well, I'm a student, and I'm about to take my A-levels, so my mum says I have to eat a lot of fruit and vegetables to boost my brain power. According to my mum, berries, such as blackberries and strawberries, are particularly beneficial. She makes me have at least 4 portions of fresh fruit or vegetables every day. I guess my mother is right, because I've noticed that it's easier for me to remember facts and other things and solve math problems or write essays.
Speaker F.
I have been going in for sports for a long time, and I want to make sport my career. My friends ask me how I manage to be active after such long training sessions, as I may spend about 5 hours in the gym and then still go clubbing and dance the night away. Well, my answer is, it's because I eat a lot of fresh fruit. You see, fruit helps stabilize our blood sugar much better than processed sugars. When your blood sugar crashes, it can make you feel exhausted.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A, G соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано. То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Hi, Linda. Long time no see. How are you getting on?
Oh, hi, Kevin. I'm fine, thank you. How about you?
The same. So how was your trip to London? Did you enjoy it?
How do you know that I was in London? I don't remember telling you that. In fact, I didn't tell anyone except my parents. It was an absolutely spontaneous decision for me to go there.
I dropped in at your place some days ago, as I wanted to invite you to go to the cinema with me. Your mother told me you were in London.
I see. Well, what can I say? London is fantastic. Every time I go there, I find something new to see, some more new places to explore, and some more new food to try.
So what did you do in London?
The most exciting thing I did in London this time was to go on a city jogging tour.
I've never heard of such tours. What are they like?
Basically, this is a 6-kilometer running tour that stops off at many of London's famous sites such as
Trafalgar Square,
the London Eye, Big Ben, and the Houses of Parliament.
It seems to me this is a very memorable and healthy way to experience London.
I totally agree with you about that.
Was it hard for you to go jogging for such a long distance?
Come on, Kevin. 6 kilometers is a piece of cake for me. You know, I go jogging practically every morning in the local park, in any kind of weather. My normal distance is 10 kilometers, so the jogging tour was pretty easy for me.
I see. Were there many people on that tour? I doubt it, as this sort of tour doesn't suit everybody.
There were about 30 of us. If there had been more people, it would have made the tour more difficult for the guide to lead, in my opinion.
True. So what else did you do while in London? Did you take any other exciting tours?
One more tour I took was a movie tour around London. We visited different film locations in and around London. Our guides were all local actors and actresses. They were great storytellers.
Did you see the locations for The Dark Knight?
Yes, I did. I also saw the locations for The Bourne Ultimatum, Pirates of the Caribbean, Part 4, and many others.
I love those films, Linda. You're so lucky.
Well, Kevin, you can take both of these tours next time you are in London. They're quite affordable, so please don't think that they cost a fortune.
That's a good idea. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again. Hi, Linda. Long time no see. How are you getting on?
Oh, hi, Kevin. I'm fine, thank you. How about you?
The same. So how was your trip to London? Did you enjoy it?
How do you know that I was in London? I don't remember telling you that. In fact, I didn't tell anyone except my parents. It was an absolutely spontaneous decision for me to go there.
I dropped in at your place some days ago, as I wanted to invite you to go to the cinema with me. Your mother told me you were in London.
I see. Well, what can I say? London is fantastic. Every time I go there, I find something new to see, some more new places to explore, and some more new food to try.
So what did you do in London?
The most exciting thing I did in London this time was to go on a city jogging tour.
I've never heard of such tours. What are they like?
Basically, this is a 6-kilometer running tour that stops off at many of London's famous sites such as
Trafalgar Square,
the London Eye, Big Ben, and the Houses of Parliament.
It seems to me this is a very memorable and healthy way to experience London.
I totally agree with you about that.
Was it hard for you to go jogging for such a long distance?
Come on, Kevin. 6 kilometers is a piece of cake for me. You know, I go jogging practically every morning in the local park, in any kind of weather. My normal distance is 10 kilometers, so the jogging tour was pretty easy for me.
I see. Were there many people on that tour? I doubt it, as this sort of tour doesn't suit everybody.
There were about 30 of us. If there had been more people, it would have made the tour more difficult for the guide to lead, in my opinion.
True. So what else did you do while in London? Did you take any other exciting tours?
One more tour I took was a movie tour around London. We visited different film locations in and around London. Our guides were all local actors and actresses. They were great storytellers.
Did you see the locations for The Dark Knight?
Yes, I did. I also saw the locations for The Bourne Ultimatum, Pirates of the Caribbean, Part 4, and many others.
I love those films, Linda. You're so lucky.
Well, Kevin, you can take both of these tours next time you are in London. They're quite affordable, so please don't think that they cost a fortune.
That's a good idea. This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our weekly program, Generation Gap. Today in our studio, we have Kelly Wright, the author of the recently published New York Times bestseller, Tell Me More, Teenagers' Stories. She is known for her honest and humorous storytelling. She is also the mother of two teenage daughters, aged 14 and 16. Kelly is here with us today to talk about what she's learned and is still learning about raising teens. Hello, Kelly!
Good afternoon. Thank you for inviting me here today.
Your children are now teenagers. Has it changed how you speak and write about yourself and your kids?
It doesn't change what I'm willing to share about myself, but I am limited in what family stories I can tell. I pick stories that we as a family have already processed together and that I know are fair game. There is a lot of pain in adolescence, and I can't use those stories to make a point. People feel pain from middle school, high school, and into their adulthood. There is a tenderness that I am not going to touch right now.
What do you find is the biggest challenge of parenting teenagers?
One thing I am sort of surprised about is I find myself kind of tongue-tied sometimes when I try to initiate a deeper conversation. I default to these really shallow topics, like asking if they have a lot of homework. I don't know why I am asking, nor do they care to tell me. What I really want to talk about is how it feels to be them these days, what makes them happy today, that sort of thing.
Would they engage in that kind of conversation?
It's kind of awkward sometimes. Teenagers are just like anyone else. They aren't in the mood to talk about what makes them happy. When I think back on my teenage years, I did not care what my mother thought about anything. I'm just a tiny, small voice over here. That's exactly how I was at their age, and that's fine. It's just funny because I thought I would be really good at this part, This was when I was going to kick in as a really valued advisor, and nothing could be further from the truth.
When your kids aren't open to these conversations, what is the alternative?
I am very much into the potted plant theory, which is if there has been a potted plant in your room your whole life, and then someone were to take that out, you would notice it was gone. Just be a potted plant for your kid. Let them look over and see that you are there, and if they should need you, you are right where you are supposed to be. You are available. There is a lot of comfort in having another person in the room.
Now that you have two teens, if you could have prepared for it, what do you wish you would have known?
I was projecting way too far into the future. I didn't realize how much they were going to change every 6 months. I wish I hadn't been so pessimistic in my thinking about some bad habits of my children, because those habits come and go. My children are really still in development, but they don't look like that. They look like finished adults, but they aren't even close.
What advice do you want to give to parents of teenagers?
I think parents need to realize that they have a lot in common with their kids. When we are children, we like to think we'll never repeat the mistakes of our parents, but we repeat them all the time, because life goes in circles. Our children will be like us one day, making the same mistakes, and it's okay because that's life, and there's no need to worry about that.
Thank you, Kelly. It has been very interesting talking to you.
Thank you.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our weekly program, Generation Gap. Today in our studio, we have Kelly Wright, the author of the recently published New York Times bestseller, Tell Me More, Teenagers' Stories. She is known for her honest and humorous storytelling. She is also the mother of two teenage daughters, aged 14 and 16. Kelly is here with us today to talk about what she's learned and is still learning about raising teens. Hello, Kelly!
Good afternoon. Thank you for inviting me here today.
Your children are now teenagers. Has it changed how you speak and write about yourself and your kids?
It doesn't change what I'm willing to share about myself, but I am limited in what family stories I can tell. I pick stories that we as a family have already processed together and that I know are fair game. There is a lot of pain in adolescence, and I can't use those stories to make a point. People feel pain from middle school, high school, and into their adulthood. There is a tenderness that I am not going to touch right now.
What do you find is the biggest challenge of parenting teenagers?
One thing I am sort of surprised about is I find myself kind of tongue-tied sometimes when I try to initiate a deeper conversation. I default to these really shallow topics, like asking if they have a lot of homework. I don't know why I am asking, nor do they care to tell me. What I really want to talk about is how it feels to be them these days, what makes them happy today, that sort of thing.
Would they engage in that kind of conversation?
It's kind of awkward sometimes. Teenagers are just like anyone else. They aren't in the mood to talk about what makes them happy. When I think back on my teenage years, I did not care what my mother thought about anything. I'm just a tiny, small voice over here. That's exactly how I was at their age, and that's fine. It's just funny because I thought I would be really good at this part. This was when I was going to kick in as a really valued advisor, and nothing could be further from the truth.
When your kids aren't open to these conversations, what is the alternative?
I am very much into the potted plant theory, which is if there has been a potted plant in your room your whole life, and then someone were to take that out, you would notice it was gone. Just be a potted plant for your kid. Let them look over and see that you are there, and if they should need you, you are right where you are supposed to be. You are available. There is a lot of comfort in having another person in the room.
Now that you have two teens, if you could have prepared for it, what do you wish you would have known?
I was projecting way too far into the future. I didn't realize how much they were going to change every 6 months. I wish I hadn't been so pessimistic in my thinking about some bad habits of my children, because those habits come and go. My children are really still in development, but they don't look like that. They look like finished adults, but they aren't even close.
What advice do you want to give to parents of teenagers?
I think parents need to realize that they have a lot in common with their kids. When we are children, we like to think we'll never repeat the mistakes of our parents, but we repeat them all the time, because life goes in circles. Our children will be like us one day, making the same mistakes, and it's okay because that's life, and there's no need to worry about that.
Thank you, Kelly. It has been very interesting talking to you.
Thank you.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.